You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 30th, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. President Donald Trump has ended former Vice President Kamala Harris's Secret Service protection. This decision overrides an extension granted by former President Joe Biden. Harris's security detail will conclude on September 1st. This action cuts short the 18-month extension Biden had authorized in his final days in office. By law, former vice presidents typically receive 6 months of Secret Service coverage after leaving office. The Secret Service detail assigned to Harris will be reassigned to preparations for the United Nations General Assembly. The Secret Service's protection mission has expanded significantly over time, including protecting high-level government officials. In 1975, Congress expanded the Secret Service's mission to include the vice president's immediate family. In 1976, Congress refined the protection mission by regulating the number and types of property to be protected. They also expanded the list of eligible protectees to include presidential and vice presidential candidate spouses. The protectee list was again expanded in 1977, authorizing the USSS to continue protecting specified federal officials and their families. President Trump's decision aligns with other recent actions to revoke Secret Service protection for individuals associated with the Biden administration. Trump previously ended Secret Service protection for Joe Biden's adult children, Hunter and Ashley Biden. Trump stated on Truth Social that Hunter Biden had ridiculous Secret Service protection for an extended period, paid for by taxpayers. Other recent presidents, including George W. Bush and Barack Obama, granted extended protection to their families upon leaving office, but this is not automatically granted to adult children. The U.S. Secret Service's Congressional Budget Justification Document for FY26 mentions the need to address emerging threats and adversarial technologies to protect the White House complex and other protected sites. The FY26 Congressional Budget Justification includes $6,675,000 for International Cooperative Administrative Support Services for international field operations. The timing of this revocation is significant because Kamala Harris is set to embark on a high-profile book tour. Harris is scheduled to launch a 15-city book tour promoting her upcoming memoir, 107 Days, which recounts her brief 2024 presidential run. The removal of her protection comes less than a month before the tour begins, raising concerns about her safety as she steps back into the national spotlight. The Secret Service has a National Threat Assessment Center and provides protection for leaders, safeguarding places, and securing events. The Secret Service has boosted protection for both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris as they campaign. Experienced Presidential Protective Division personnel may assist in advance planning for high-level protectees like candidates for complex and large-scale events. The Secret Service increased protection for both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris in August 2024, ahead of the November election, following an assassination attempt against Trump at a campaign rally in July 2024. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Secret Service protection was stripped after he suspended his campaign in 10 states, which is standard procedure when candidates drop out. The revocation of Secret Service protection for Kamala Harris before her book tour raises significant questions about her safety and logistical arrangements. Without federal protection, Harris will need to rely on alternative security measures, which could involve private security or state-level protection. The scope and resources of such protection may differ significantly from federal Secret Service coverage. The absence of Secret Service agents means that the meticulous advance planning and coordination that federal protective details provide will be missing. This includes threat assessments, route planning, and coordination with local law enforcement. While the Secret Service has a National Threat Assessment Center, the specifics of how they conduct these assessments and what criteria are used for continuation of protection are not publicly detailed. The decision to revoke protection, especially when no credible threats were publicly identified against Harris, highlights the complex interplay between security considerations and political decisions. The Secret Service's role has continuously adapted to new challenges and threats. The agency's budget justification highlights the need to address emerging threats and adversarial technologies. Copyright African Elements.